The Burt Show.
There are two different sides of this debate. Is it more fun or less fun to compete against your friends? Okay. I personally don't like it, right? I don't feel like there's a real win in the whole situation, because when the person loses, man, they're going to give you a hard time for a long time. Long time.
Truth.
Kristen, why am I even bringing this up today?
Because yesterday was game night for the Burt Show. And there was a little spades tournament happening at our sales manager's house. And the first round was myself and a friend of ours, Aaron, up against Mo and Katie.
Who play together all the time. They know each other's tendencies. They should be able,
Do they?
This is what I'm saying. I mean, they play together as a team all the time. They should be reading each other's thoughts at this point. They should know what cards to throw out, what ones not to. I'm just making things up because I don't know how to play the game. Certainly it didn't seem that way to me yesterday, though.
You should know how many books you were able to pull. Mm-hmm. That's what you meant to say, right? Uh-huh.
The only thing I know, as I'm watching this game from an outsider, as a spectator, is the only way I know who's winning is because Kristen is as giddy as I have ever seen her before in my life while this game is going on.
Neato Mosquito.
Neato Mosquito. The first time that was ever said at a spades table.
I brought a little Caucasian spice to the spades game.
You didn't bring a little. There was some twerking going on at some point. You were so excited.
Oh, there was. Yeah, there was.
That happened.
But what ultimately happened, Mo?
Huh?
What ultimately happened in our spades tournament?
Actually, you know what? Let's play this as a press conference, okay, Mo? I'm the reporter, and Kristen's going to be a reporter also. And you and Katie are up there, much like we just saw in the NCAA basketball tournament, win or lose. They pull two players from the team who sit behind the mics and have to sit there after a loss and answer painful questions when in their heart, they don't want to be there. So let's ask the questions, as Kristen said. Katie, you first. What happened? You guys were the clear favorites going into this tournament, and you seemed a little flat yesterday.
You know, we were just off our game at the beginning. They had us in the first half. It was a real slow start. I made a few couple of quick mistakes, errors that I thought I could bounce back from. And in the first round, I really didn't. But it wasn't all about that at the end. It was all about how we finished and not about how we started. So I'm actually proud of what we did.
Proud. I saw some, again, as the reporter, I saw some tension between the two of you guys during the game yesterday. And it seemed like there was some finger pointing from Mo to Katie. Mo, you want to explain what happened there?
Absolutely. See, sometime when you're not inside the locker room, it looks like it's tension or it looks like it's finger pointing going on. But what was actually happening was I was getting my partner focus. Okay, Katie and I have a look where I look at her and I'm telling her it's go time.
The look of disgust? That's the one I saw.
The look of disappointment?
Yes, because she's not playing up to her full potential.
Okay.
She's not playing the way I know she can play. Uh-huh. And when I gave her that look, she dug deeper and she fixed her mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then we started to turn it around a little bit.
It wasn't just a look, though. Tell us about that speech that you you gave Katie about midway through that first game.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. I looked at Katie and I said in not so nice of ways that you have to be aggressive. And I was being serious in this moment. And then I heard Kristen behind go,
be aggressive. Be aggressive.
That's the first time at a spades game that you've heard that song, that chant.
There were a lot of firsts yesterday. There were a lot of firsts. But, you know, and you've seen this in sports a lot, Bert, where the score looks bad. It's fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The overdogs are losing. They're yelling at each other on the sideline and turning against their own team.
Yep.
And what happens is the spectators, the fans, they leave the game a little early. And that's what I think you did last night.
Oh, no. Was this turned around after I left?
Well, so, no. Aaron and I handedly won the first game.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because of some of Katie's errors.
Uh-huh.
But then Mo and Katie had to play Vicky and Amy in the second game.
Uh-huh.
Smoke show.
You whooped their ass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a quick one.
So now we go into the championship round again.
Uh-huh.
So it's a rematch.
Myself and Aaron and Mo and Katie.
Okay. A rematch of ages.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. My partner decided to make the same mistakes Katie made.
Oh, no.
In that first game. And then all of a sudden, my partner's husband showed up, so she just left the game, and then I get a new partner.
Okay.
These may sound like excuses, but they're not. They're facts to what happened at the game.
As I understand it, though, the scouting report on her husband is he's a better spades player than she is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He actually said we were going to play again, and he wanted to play. We're like, great, you can play with Erin. He's like, I don't want to play with her. She's not good.
Oh, dang. All right.
So now my new partner comes in who I've never played a game with. And all of a sudden she's pulling out math like 2 + 2 = 6. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said I can pull 2, maybe 3. And you're over here saying 2 + 2 = 6. So we went with 6. That's what she wrote down. And there was miscommunication because, you know, it was like I got a new coach right in the middle of the game and didn't know how to play.
Chemistry wasn't there.
We don't know what that feels like.
So, Mo and Katie won.
Ba-pow! Oh, that's why you got that big old ring on your finger today. Amy made championship rings.
The first annual Spades championship rings. It's been weighing heavy on me all night.
I stand corrected. Yes. Was it a total ass kick in the second time around?
No.
It was a
good
game.
It was a good game.
So why are you guys the champions if there was if they won the first one, you guys won the second one? Because that was a championship round?
Well, yeah, because we needed to go home and we were tired.
In full transparency, I didn't understand the tournament rules.
I didn't either.
I don't get it, but I just know we won in the end. That's all I know.
But I want a rematch.
Already.
I want a rematch, and I feel like whoever I was playing with just got stuck with the white girl. And I really feel like, because I feel like I had a lot to prove that I really brought my A game. Mo and Katie, would you agree I'm a decent space player?
Oh, absolutely.
Some respect.
So I need a respectable partner.
I think Katie and I are going to take some time to enjoy this one. We're going to celebrate it for a little bit. Sure. And then once we're done, we'll gather each other up and come give you a rematch.
2026, it's on.
Let's see those rings again.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.